in respect of the banking fundamental subject, lot of small things relating to the customer and banking we have discussed. But one aspect we have not yet discussed, that is the customer service, which is made mandatory by the Reserve Bank of India to all the banks to provide a best among the best customer service. Right? Duty is right, everything will be covered under, everything is covered under Banking Regulation Act. But these things, that is customer service, is not covered under any of the act, but these are the guiding principles issued by the regulator. These are the guiding principles issued by the regulator to provide the best service to the customers. For that, certain guidelines have been issued, which consist of, as a structure of this chapter, we have taken into consideration certain facilities which are provided to the branch and infrastructure of the branches. Then guidance to the customer, fees and service charges, banking hours, within what time you have to operate. Then compensation policy if anything goes wrong by the bank. Then to resolve the grievances of the customer, that is redressal policy, giving publicity to the RBI directive also, commission and fees. Likewise, the branch level customer service committee, basic banking, no frill accounts, or IT enabled financial inclusion, intra-bank deposit account portability, certain disclosures bank has to make, product variation, financial options and under one roof, and interpersonal skill for the banking staff. On these points, there are specific guidelines issued by the Reserve Bank of India to all the banks, and it is common to all the banks. It is not discriminated from which bank it should follow, whether foreign banks are applicable or whether cooperative banks or new finance bank, these banks can follow these guidelines or not. It is made compulsorily to all the banks for providing this kind of services. Of course, there are policy matters of individual banks. Some leeway is given by the RBI also, so as to differ a little bit here and there in respect of the guidelines given by them. But ultimately, the services to the customer knowingly should be provided in a manner in which customer should be satisfied. Okay? So the bank, you know that banking is a service industry. Banking is service industry. And Reserve Bank of India states that bank services should be oriented towards providing the better customer service. So these services should be projected as a priority objective of the banks, along with the profit, growth, fulfillment of the social obligations also. So the banking system in India today has perhaps the largest outreach for delivery of the financial services. RBI, who is the regulator of the banking sector, is actively engaging from very beginning, examining the facilities provided to the customers. And it evaluates every now and then, from time to time. Expectations are that for the banking experiences have been shifting continuously, and these expectations have moved very faster, bringing a new baseline for the customer experience and the banking. People expect that more channels, faster and personalized responses and deliveries. Customer wants their financial institution to provide insight, guidance, and relevant recommendations too. In the banking industry, quality customer care includes keeping pace with both the digital options for handling the simple to complex transactions also. Prompt and efficient services develops a good public relationship, reduces the complaints, and increases the business. providing the quality customer service is an important, as it makes the customer feel very valued, happy, and helps to meet their needs more effectively and improves the bank's overall performance of retention of the client. Now let us understand one by one. Branch facilities and infrastructure. What are the facilities to provide the better customer service required at the branch level? So bank should have, it is stated that board approved policy of the individual banks, and that policy should include providing the infrastructure facilities like adequate space to seat the customer, proper furniture, drinking water facility, seating arrangement. Emphasis is also given for the senior citizens and disabled person to ensure the location and accessibility of the branch in terms of maximum convenience of the customers. This is the basic infrastructure requirement. At the branch level, it is necessary to provide the ramps at the entrance of the bank branches or ATM so that person with disabilities or wheelchair users can enter into the bank branch and conduct a banking without difficulty. Providing entirely the separate inquiry counter at the large and bigger branches is recommended. Special counter, may I help you? Right? Inquiry counter. Displaying entirely the separate inquiry counter at the large and bigger branches, along with displaying the indicator boards at all the counters in English, Hindi, as well as in the concerned regional language. Posting the floor managers to ensure the employees' response to the customers and for helping out the customers in putting into their transactions. Then providing the customer with a booklet which consists of all the details of the services and facilities available at the bank. And that booklet should be in trilingual, that is Hindi, English and concerned regional language. Use of Hindi and English and regional language in transacting the business by the bank with the customer, including the communication to the customers, is mandatory. Reviewing and improving upon the existing security system in the branches so as to install the confidence among the customers and employees, and wearing an identification badge displaying photo and name thereon by the employees, and the periodic change of the desk and entrustment of the elementary supervisory jobs is also made mandatory by orders of Reserve Bank of India. Training to the staff in line with the customer service orientation. Training in technical areas also to be given to the staff at the delivery points. Adopting the innovative ways. Training, delivery training, ranging from the job cards to roving the faculty to video conferencing also can be provided. And visit by the senior officers from controlling offices and the head offices to the branches at the periodic interval for on-the-spot study of the quality of the services which are rendered by the branches. There should be a system of rewarding the best branches from the customer service point of view by annual award and running shield, etc., and the periodic customer service audit and customer survey has to be made mandatory. Holding the customer relationship program and periodical meeting to interact with the customers of the different sections for identifying the action points to upgrade the customer service with the customers has to be held up. It should be clearly establishing new product and services, approval process which should be required for the approval by the board of directors on issues and compromises on the rights and the common rights of the common person that should be displayed over there or discussed. Appointing the quality assurance officers who will be ensuring that the intent policy is transferred or translated into the content and it is eventual transactions or translation into the proper proper procedure. So as demanded, the suggestions which are made by the general public is incorporated into policy and there is a subsequent revision has been happened. Now guidance to the customers. All branches should have an inquiry counter near the entrance of the branch or banking hall. Time norms for specialized business or its transactions that should be displayed very clearly. Like deposit of check from this time to this time for today's credit. Okay. Or maybe safe deposit locker operating timing beyond the office hours also, beyond working hours also. The timing should be specifically specified. Information regarding the service charges also should be, board should be displayed regarding the customer service information and other must be placed in the comprehensive notice board, which is updated periodically. Banks also should make available the printed material, which is used by the retail customers, including the account opening form, paying slips, passbooks, filling of the passbook, trilingual forms, that is in English, Hindi and the regional language also. Bank's website also should contain the information of the service charges and grievances redressal system. Bank can consider displaying the information which is placed on information kiosk and information on the interest rate and the service charges must be displayed in the prominently in the branch premises as well as other locations like website. Now, fees and service charges. RBI has given a parameters to all the banks for ensuring that reasonableness of the bank charges and incorporate those charges same in a fair practice code of the bank. Compliance of which would be monitored by the Banking Code and the Standard Board of India, that is BCSBI. And banks have been advised that their charges for the basic banking for individuals should be lower than that of non-individuals. Besides the basic banking service provided, special category like rural customer, senior citizen, pensioners should be levied the charges on more liberal terms. Collect only those charges which are notified to the customer. Or certain charges you should not collect, which are not notified and not displayed and not mentioned earlier also. Bank should ensure that charges are reasonable and not out of the line with the average cost of providing the services. So customers with low volume of activities are not to be penalized. Then banking hours. Bank will be closed on the second and a fourth Saturday. And all Sundays and the public holidays. They will, however, be open on all the weekdays, including 1st, 3rd and 5th of the Saturday. And the banking hours of the 1st, 3rd and 5th Saturday will be the same as on all the weekdays. This is the guideline given by RBI. RBI also advised that banks should ensure that services to the customer is made available exactly at the commencement of the business hours, and the bank need to fix the working hours of the staff 15 minutes before the start of the business hours. RBI has also advised the extension of the business hour for non-cash transactions like issue of passbook, issue of checkbook, delivery of the term deposit, draft, acceptance of the clearing check, operation of the locker, etc. And bank may advise appropriate procedure to ensure that no counter remains unattended during the business hours and uninterrupted services is rendered to the customer by making an adequate relief arrangement as may be necessary. Bank will not be shut for lunchtime, and the customer can visit the bank and get their transaction done at the time within the prescribed working hours. Bank employees are advised to take their lunch and lunch timing in the shifts to ensure that the counters are not left unattended. A bank closing any of its office on the day other than the public holidays will have to give a notice to all the parties likely to be affected by such a closure. Branch managers and supervising officials must ensure that the bank staffs are available at their respective counters from the commencement of the banking hours and during the business hours. No counter should be unattended during the business hours. No teller counter should be closed during the business hours. Bank can have an evening counters at the bank premises beyond the normal business hours. Information regarding the facility provided must be given by placing an advertisement and also displaying a notice on the notice board. In predominantly residential areas, banks may keep their branches open for the business on Sundays by suitably adjusting holidays. Banks should also keep the rural branches open on weekly market days. The expression public holiday includes Sunday or any other day declared by the central government as a holiday. Now, basic banking, no frill account. What is this basic banking? No frill account. This is a new concept. An objective is to gather the financial inclusion. All the banks should make available the basic banking with no frill accounts, either with a nil balance or very nil balance in the account. So charges in such an account also should be nil. And a very low, as that would make such accounts which is accessible to the vast section of the population, especially to the low income group, remote areas, very hilly areas, like that. That is the financial inclusion part. It is a part of financial inclusion. The nature and number of transactions for such accounts could be restricted but made known to the customer in advance in transparent manner. All the banks should also give wide publicity to the facility of such a no-frill accounts. including on their website, indicating the facilities and charges in transparent manner. Now, IT-enabled financial inclusion. IT-enabled. Information technology-enabled financial inclusion. This facility should be provided at the remotest place of the country. Though banks are trying to achieve the objective of greater financial inclusion, this objective will not be fulfilled if the banks do not increase the banking reach to the remotest corner of the country. And this has to be done with affordable infrastructure and low operational cost, with the use of appropriate technology enabling banks to lower the transaction cost to make a small ticket transactions viable. Few banks have already initiated certain pilot projects in different remote parts of the country, utilizing smart card mobile technology, and extend the banking services similar to that of dispensed with the branches. Banks should therefore scale up their financial inclusion efforts by utilizing the appropriate IT technology, and they should ensure that the solution is developed, is highly secure, amendable to audit, and follow widely acceptable open standard. Intra-bank deposit account portability. Intra-bank deposit accounts portability. What is it? In this intra-bank deposit account portability, bank should note that the KYC once done by one branch of the bank on the customer should be valid for transfer of that account within the bank as long as full KYC has been done for the concerned account. So, account opened with one branch with complete KYC can be transferred to another branch of the same bank without any further KYC. Customer should be allowed to transfer this account from one branch to another branch without any restrictions. That is called intra-bank deposit account portability. To do this, the KYC requirement of the correct address of the person, fresh address proof may be obtained from him, such a transfer by transferee branch. And periodical updation of the KYC would continue to be done by the bank as per prescribed periodicity. Now, customer compensation policy. This compensation may be because of certain problems that experienced by the customer, not giving credit to the account on the proper date, delay in realization of the check, or delay in crediting the proceeds of the bill which is already realized a week back. For that, customer need to be compensated. That is what RBI is saying. So, the bank must have well-documented customer compensation policy which should be approved by the board of the respective bank. And this policy should minimum incorporate certain points which consist of 1. Erroneous debits which are arising out of fraudulent transactions. By mistakes, sometimes customer account get debited, funds have gone and subsequently recovered after 1 week. Intervening period, if any check is bounced back or customer suffered a loss, any harassment and personal any issues, that should be compensated by the bank for doing this erroneous debits to his account. Now, payment of interest for the delays in collection. Delay in collection. If bank feels that there is a delay in collection of certain realization of instruments, then there should be a payment of interest. Interest should be paid by the bank to the customer. Payment of interest for delay in issue of the duplicate draft. Duplicate draft, in case of lost draft, demand draft, if customer approached and he gives a letter stating that the original draft has been lost and duplicate draft should be given. Procedure is already explained, but despite giving all the documentation, if there is a delay in issuing again the duplicate draft, for that bank should compensate to the customer. Other authorized actions of the bank, other unauthorized actions of the bank leading to the financial loss to the customer should be well compensated. Another policy is customer grievances redressal policy. If customer is not satisfied, then how to make him satisfied? To listen his grievances, listen his difficulties. RBI says there should be a policy which listen to the customer's grievances and give the justification to his complaints. This could be done by bank by well-documented customer grievances policy duly approved by its board of directors. And having in place this policy, this should be advertised in the bank's website, giving clear direction on how to go about registering the complaint and the timelines for the resolution. This should also be displayed in each branch on the notice board. There should be a process of escalation matrix that should be clearly mentioned, and the contact details of the complaint readdressal officers and the banking ombudsman should be mentioned. Each office of the bank must also have a complaint and suggestion box. At every office of the bank, there should be a notice requesting the customer to meet the branch manager for grievances if the grievances remain unaddressed. Complaint book or register should also be maintained in the branch at the prominent place, and the complaint book with the perforated copies to be provided to provide the acknowledgement to the customer should be maintained. Perforated. So while writing it, the impression of the whatever he has written is below, and thereafter there is cutting remark. He can take the copy of the complaint he has lodged. So complaint form with the nodal officer, his details must be mentioned on the bank's website, and the complainant should approach to the ombudsman only if the complaint is unresolved within a month. In addition to that, name and address of the telephone number of the person to whom the complaint may be addressed, that should be stated. All the complaint must be acknowledged, and each bank is expected to have the nodal officer, nodal department for the customer service in head office also. And each controlling office with whom the customers with the grievances can approach in as the first instance, and with whom the banking ombudsman and RBI can liaise with. Giving publicity to RBI directives. This is also forming the part of the customer service. Bank should ensure that a wide publicity should be given to the policies which are formulated by them and complying with the RBI directive by placing them prominently on the website of the bank or otherwise widely disseminating the policy, such as displaying them on the notice board of their branches. Customers should be clearly apprised of this assurances of the bank on the services on these aspects at the time of establishment of the initial relationship with the depositor customers and borrowers also. There may be, and there are also, bank will have to take necessary steps to keep the customer duly informed about the about the changes in the policy formulated by them from time to time, over and above displaying it on the website of the branch notice board. Branch level customer service committee. This is also forming the part of customer services. RBI has advised the banks to establish a customer service committee at the branch level in order to encourage a formal channel or the communication between the customers and the bank. Bank should take steps to strengthen the branch level committee with the greater involvement of customers. So customers should participate in the branch level committee. It is also suggested that the branch level committee includes their customers too, like senior citizens. Branch level customer service committee may meet at least once in a month to study the complaint, suggestion, cases of delays or difficulties faced by the customers and number of committees, and evolve the way of improving the customer service. Branch level committee can also submit their quarterly report giving inputs and suggestions to the standing committee on the customer service, enabling them to examine the reports and provide the appropriate feedback to the customer service committee of the board for necessary policy and procedural actions. Now the disclosures. Certain kind of disclosures need mandatorily for the benefit of the customers. And this is forming the part of customer service also. Banks should, along with their financial result, disclose the information on the customer complaints and awards passed by them by the banking ombudsman. This should be forming a disclosure part, along with the financial statement, that is balance sheet or annual report. The statement complaint along with statement of complaints along with the analysis must be placed before the board. Display the information relating to the interest rate and service charges. Bank must ensure that they are prominently displayed at their branches. This information should also be on their website. Now, product variation and financial options under one roof. Product variation and financial options under one roof. Universal banking combines the services of commercial bank and investment bank and provides all the services within one entity. The services can include the deposit account, variety of investment services, and that may even provide the insurance services also to be provided to the customers. First step in offering your customer a personalized experience is to have an in-depth knowledge of all the financial solutions that you have offered. Not only all the customer facing the employees be aware of the full range of the services and investment options offered, but they also should know well-versed and industry-trained and the best practices which are followed in the industry. Customers have, or individual staff should have, an ability to ask their customer the right question and needs appropriately to help them to make the better decisions. For that, a comprehensive training program should be put in place to cover these aspects of the banking industry. This training should be mandatory for all the new hirees and should be made available to the existing employee on ongoing basis also. Adequate resources also should be made available to the employees so that to keep up, they can keep up with the change in industry, and this could include the access to the industry news, news sources, online courses, as well as and so forth. Performance review, which includes checking on the industry knowledge or gaps that can be identified and addressed. Banks can help to ensure that their employees are always up to date on their latest industry development. Majority of the financial planning and the investment can be given a priority, and direct compensation from other banks as well as NBFCs, non-banking financial institutions, is necessary to step up their performance to outreach the others in the same industries. Interpersonal skill for banking staff. Interpersonal skill for the skills for the banking staffs. Money is a sensitive topic for everyone. So having a frontline employee with the exceptional interpersonal skill as an asset for the financial institution. Though it is important to be an upfront and the transparent in laying out the options and providing the explanation, one must display an empathy and maintain the utmost composure, and this will go long way in helping the customers feel reassured. So, finally, bank and financial service providers must invest in training to their employees and to have them ready to navigate all the possible scenarios. It may seem like that the cost of training is eating away at the bank's bottom line, but this will be made good by the customer who stick with you because of your good customer service. Friends, with this, most of the issues relating to the customer service, as per the guidelines issued by the Reserve Bank of India, how they are percolated down to the customers through the bank's branch network, including their employee and various other aspects like terms, conditions of the product, services offered, as well as the chances of exorbitant fee, complaints management, etc. So many things we have discussed in this chapter. I hope you liked it. Thank you very much.